groundbreaking on a major wildlife crossing project in western Wyoming. Coming up next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hagen. Back on September 11th, Wyoming Department of Transportation and Wyoming Game and Fish hosted a groundbreaking ceremony to celebrate the next step in building a series of wildlife crossings for the Kemmerer South Wildlife Crossing Project located along U.S. Highway 189. The project, slated for completion in October of 2027, will be along a 30-mile stretch of U.S. Highway 189. Oftedal Construction Incorporated was awarded the project and will build a series of 7 underpasses, 1 overpass, and wildlife-friendly fencing along the stretch. The crossing will benefit the Wyoming Range and Uinta deer herds, as well as the Carter Lease pronghorn herd. Wyoming Department of Transportation Director Darren Westby says, with all the science and all the engineering and all the design that goes into a project like this, hopefully we will see an 80 to 90% decrease in wildlife collisions with automobiles. The project is funded by a $24.3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Wildlife Crossings Pilot Program. An additional $8.8 million will come from partner contributions, including the Game and Fish, WIDOT, the Wyoming Transportation Commission, Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust, and conservation nonprofits throughout the state of Wyoming. Wyoming is a national leader in wildlife crossings. To date, the state has completed several major projects, including the highly successful Trappers Point Crossing on U.S. 191 and the Dry Piney Project on U.S. 189. These initiatives, which often combine federal grants with state and private contributions, typically involve constructing wildlife overpasses and underpasses along with fencing to guide animals safely across busy highways. Wyoming Game and Fish Department Director Angie Bruce says the Kemmerer South Wildlife Project will play an essential role in wildlife and human safety for years to come. She says the work here is extremely intentional. We don't just throw up overpasses and underpasses. Bruce says these crossings have been carefully designed and engineered by experts to maximize safety for wildlife and humans. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.